we see other people's highlights and eventually ask ourselves, bakit ako hindi ganyan? Tama ba tong ginagawa ko? Should I shift my career? Am I learning enough? Am I earning enough? So these things start clouding our mind. Once, or for some, still lost in trying to learn at their own pace. Welcome to Misconceptions, where I talk about common struggles and misconceptions as we all navigate through life, career, and adulting. Let's face it, there's no real handbook out there to guide us. Let us all grow together as you join me in this podcast journey. Hi there, welcome to the very first episode of Misconceptions. I'm Mish Tan. I'm a banker by weekdays, and actually I do multimedia producing at the side as part of my passion. You'll hear more about this later. I'm your typical millennial who's trying to balance everything at the same time, and I feel like I'm always rushing to achieve something at a particular period of time. But as I navigate through my 20s, I realize I'm not alone in this predicament. I've been lost and trying to figure out my way as I'm the eldest. Wala akong matatanungan maliban sa sarili ko, and I have to keep asking other people for their insights, people who basically went through the same predicament or went through the same experience for me to understand how to navigate through life, career, and adulting in general. With that thought in mind, and with my kind interns encouraging me to do so, I've encouraged myself to make this podcast as an outlet to share my thoughts and experiences, and hopefully enlighten others who might be lost as well. I've honestly been putting this off for months, but I only had the guts this holiday season, coupled with the fact, you know, with this whole pandemic, gave me a lot of time to think. I've always been scared to do something this public, but if the pandemic has taught me anything, it's really to stop worrying about tomorrow and just take the leap. So I hope you join me in this podcast, as I, along with some guests in the future, could share experiences in our life, our career journey, adulting, you know, making the difficult choices in our lives and possibly learning new topics together. So, you know, as I start this first episode, you may have seen the title, I Will Have It All Figured Out at 25. So for this first episode, I wanted to talk about the idea or the typical, you know, phrase that we hear na, gets ko na yung gagawin ko sa buhay ko kapag 25 na ako. By 25, I will have it all figured out. Now, if you ask me, it's one of the biggest scam of my life growing up. During my teen days, I've already planned my short-term 5 to 10 year plans reaching to 25. And I was hoping, you know, I would achieve this and that. Growing up, I've always like anchored myself in those goals. I was thinking 25 should be the highlight of my life. It is a time where I am somehow financially independent, to have fun, enjoy life, travel, and know exactly what I want to do. I know I'm not alone in this kind of thinking or expectation for myself, and I know there's a lot of people who might be going through the same. If not 25, it's possibly a different number in the 20s, but it's the same idea nonetheless. As I was looking back on this concept, I kept thinking, bakit nga ba 25? Anong meron sa 25? For me, looking back, as funny as this might sound, and I'm really embarrassed about it, I've actually watched Got to Believe, the Claudine and Rico Yan version, by the way, way back. And if you watch that show, if you watch that movie, you would know that, you know, she's pressured to get married at 25. And at that point in time, I was like very young in my teen days. And I guess, as funny as that sound, you had that impression that, you know, you would have everything figured out together before you're 25. Maybe, you know, have all the money in the world, or possibly, you know, at the height of your career, maybe getting married, right? And actually, I saw the very same statement in my Tita Witty planner. There was a part there where it was comparing, you know, the past and the future. The past having the exact statement of, gets ko na yung gagawin ko sa buhay ko kapag 25 na ako. As compared to the future or the current scenario where you reach that age, and it's completely not true. So the fact na nandun siya at nababasa din siya ng ibang tao made me realize na hindi naman pala talaga ako nag-iisa with this kind of mindset. That 25 thing is really a thing. You know, people do get that kind of impression, and it's really happening now. So moving away from that Filipino pop culture reference, we normally set these goals for ourselves as we grow. And sometimes they may be unrealistic. We feel like, you know, growing up, we look at certain people who are older And we have that image or mirage that, you know, they have it all figured out at their mid-20s. Parang ang galing-galing niya. Or ang lahat ng gusto niyang gawin sa buhay, gets na niya. But we don't realize that it may be from our perspective. That particular person that we look up to may be going through the same thing as we are right now. And they just really had things figured out as they move along.
Once again, the number 25 or quarter life, right? So, quarter life is explained to be a period of uncertainty and questioning that typically occurs when people feel trapped, uninspired during their 20s or 30s. This eventually leads to more anxiety. Now the question is, bakit? Why? If you think about it, our 20s should be the most, you know, fun time in our life. We're transitioning to a new environment and we're out of school. We're finally able to live independently with the money that we earn. We should have less stress and responsibilities at it's the time where we don't have to worry about starting our family yet. But if you think about it, it is also the very same reasons, plus the fact that we're more socially aware now, with some dash of social media there, that formula leads to this very situation, that quarter life crisis. We see others, and we compare others to ourselves. We see people's highlight and eventually ask, bakit ako hindi ganyan? Grabe, at this age, may business na siya, samantalang ako. Or for some, you know, you start asking yourself, tama ba tong ginagawa ko? Should I shift my career? Am I learning enough? Am I earning enough? You know, this question starts clouding our minds and we start to question a lot of things. And this is all brought about a common stressor such as, you know, job searching when we get out of college, career planning when we've been working for quite a while and now we're starting to question what's next, what do we do? Relationships for some people who, you know, who's been with someone for a while or who doesn't have any relationship experience at all. Long-term decisions. This is the point in time, again, where you start, you know, gearing towards which direction you want to go as you slowly plan for your 30s. And lastly, fear. Fear that what we're doing now is not enough for us to prepare for our future. Fear that it is what we're doing now is not enough for us to be financially independent as we have more responsibilities in the future. And fear that what we're doing now may not be on the right path. So with all that in mind, I just want to go back on that personal experience. You know, being the, you know, overthinker and planner that I am, I've actually set my own short-term and long-term goals. As early as 15, if I remember correctly, I drafted like my own, you know, 5-year plan and 10-year plan to 25. At that point in time, I was thinking, yeah, seems achievable. Tagal pa naman. Well, we all know life will not quietly cooperate with our plan A's, right? And it's fine. More often than not, those rejections are actually redirections to what we are actually meant to do. Those are signs for us to take a different path and explore that new path, for us to accept these changes and to embrace them. For me, I would like to think I've had my quarter life crisis sooner at 23. Turning 24 instead of 25. I was so busy preparing for my 25th birthday that as I age closer to that quote and unquote deadline, the reality hits me harder each day. I would like to think that I'm a creative person in my own way. So marketing and conveying a message has always been interest to me. It's one of my passions and it's also one of the reasons why I took a brand marketing internship. However, I also have a love for numbers. Given that my course is so generic, it's BS management by the way, I decided to take a double minor in financial management and Chinese studies. So you now think, marketing? Tapos finance? Hindi ba magkaibang spectrum yun? Well, when I was in my last year in college, I actually had that very dilemma. I'm now torn between taking a marketing career or a finance career. Long story short, I actually chose finance after my graduation. I won't go to the long details, but it's safe to say I've always doubted that decision in the earlier years of my working career. No, I kept asking, did I make the right choice? Should I switch back to brand marketing? You see all those friends in the FMCG space. Everything they're doing seems to be, you know, so relevant. And then you start thinking, do I stop now? I've always had that voice at the back of my head questioning if I made the right decision or if I'm just staying just because of pride or just because I don't want to waste the past experience that I've been doing for the past 2 years. So now you have this picture. You have a 23-year-old who's lost and under extreme pressure not to fail. I'm 2 years into my job that time. I'm not a fresh grad anymore and I've been doing the same things for the past 2 years. Now what? I was so close to that quote-unquote highlight of my life, and yet I don't have it all figured out. Akala ko ba dapat alam na namin yung gagawin by 25? So now, social expectations are starting to creep up. You see people in social media who seem to have it all figured out. Bakit ako hindi? It's a cycle until I started finding a side hustle to balance my passion for marketing. I started strategizing themes and campaign plans for Chinoy TV. I started producing multimedia contents across all their platforms and now even for their podcasts. Long story short, I learned it the hard way that your day job does not necessarily have to be your passion. Don't get me wrong, I do love my job. I love what I'm doing, I love numbers, and I see the value in it. So I mentioned earlier, I'm in that weird situation where I like both careers that are in different spectrum. So now, what I want for my career is actually not the same for my passion, and I've learned that it's fine. I learned to live with that and love the fact that I can actually have the best of both worlds. I have a day job where I'm eager to learn, contribute, and basically climb up the social ladder, but I also have passion projects where I could express my creativity. It may seem shallow for some, but this actually helped me figure out what I want in life. It doesn't mean I stopped doing my short-term and long-term goals. Don't get me wrong. I'm still an overthinker. I'm still a planner myself. I just learned to realize that things happen for a reason. And I also learned to be, you know, more open-minded about failures, about redirection in life. I've learned to embrace the change, the uncertainty, and just go with it. We all grow at our own pace. So stop comparing your behind the scenes with someone's highlight. I think most of us are guilty about this. And even myself, like, I still go through that sometimes until you hit the pause and remind yourself that not everyone's highlight is basically what's happening with their life. Everyone's going through different things at that point in time that we're not aware of. It's all about, you know, letting go of your what ifs and turning them into reality. If it doesn't scare you, then it doesn't change you. Instead of thinking, what if I do this? What if I do that? Why not start trying to do those things that you have in mind? At least when you fail, you knew you've tried. Lastly, it's understanding that it's completely okay to be lost. It's completely okay not to have things figured out, and it's completely normal to, you know, be lost and not have things all figured out. It happens to a lot of people. More often than not, people really fake it until they make it. It's apparently a common scenario that we don't realize. We hear it, but we don't realize until we're in that very same scenario where we don't know what to do, we're scared. But then we realize as we keep doing it, we eventually get the hang of it and we eventually have things figured out at that point in time. We may have this mirage that these people we look up to and have it all figured out, but in reality, again, it's just from our perspectives. They may be going through the same things as we are going through. So no, I don't have it all figured out. I'm still equally anxious, but what changed for me was I know what I don't want. I don't want to switch career. I'm perfectly happy with what I have achieved with my career so far, and I'm perfectly happy with what I'm doing. At the same time, I also love working on my passion projects at the side. Now you may ask, with all these, you know, experiences that we have, people still go through quarter life crisis. So how do we get over it? Well, these are some suggestions that you can consider. First, stop saying should. Question those should that you have in your mind. Those, I should have this amount of money at this age. I should be promoted at this age. I should be getting married. I should. Like what I said earlier, the social expectations or others should may not be yours. It's not the same for everyone. Your goals 5 years ago may not be the same 5 years later. Next is find your passion. Or for some, if you already know what you're passionate about, look for a side hustle that matches your passion. By finding what you want to do, it helps you understand the why. You learn more about yourself, you learn more about what you want and what you don't want. Invest in yourself as well. You know, learn some new skill and basically just explore. Third, lean on your support system. Talk to your friends and family. You might be surprised they are going through the same things. If not, they may have experienced the same and can give you some advice as well. One misconception about me is that I love posting everything that's happening in my life on my Instagram. My Instagram is actually my free form of expressing my art, you know, so I curate my feed. Actually, despite all those photos, stories, and highlights in my Instagram, I would like to think I'm still a very private person in my own way. I don't like being in the spotlight. I don't know how to take compliments. I don't like promoting myself. Whatever I post in my social media accounts are only those parts of my life where I want to share to the world. The other parts where I want to be kept private does not go through that social account, basically. This is actually one of the main reasons why I was so scared to do this. I know by doing this, I would obviously open up to certain parts of my life where I don't want to show to other people. I know that by doing this, I will have to promote myself in a way. But with the past few months in this lockdown, I was able to work with a lot of my interns who are still in college. So these are for my passion projects. And also, I'm still in contact with some of my younger friends who are still asking for advice because they're lost, because they don't know what to do, or because they are wondering if I went through the same way. In a way, I wanted to help. I'm not saying that I'm an expert, so don't get me wrong, but I'm sharing what I experience. This is precisely why I started this. I don't know how long I'll be doing this, but I guess there's no harm in trying. I would like to end this by saying there's no real handbook out there, nor there is a perfect guide on how to navigate through life. It's not the same for everyone. There's no one formula to get it right. We all have our different timelines. We don't need to set it at 25 or whatever number you have in your mind, just because society dictates it. We don't have to be the youngest promotee or the youngest millionaire or the youngest whatever. Those milestones are the outlier, more often than not. In another note, if you think about it, Joe Biden was the youngest senator, but he's also the oldest president after multiple tries. The age timeline doesn't discount both achievements. It's not always about being the first or being the youngest. Life is not the race. It's a journey. The journey to figuring out what we want is actually the beautiful part. We don't need to have everything figured out. There's a beauty in letting things unfold and being open to where life takes you. We learn from our mistakes, we rejoice in our triumphs, and we carry on. I know this podcast is all about, you know, having it figured out. But in reality, there are a lot of people who don't plan, who don't know their goals, and it's completely fine. So if you're panicking, stop. Relax, breathe, and tell yourself, you got this. So I hope for those who are listening, I hope I'm able to help you with this first episode. This is actually the only solo episode that I have in mind as of now. Most of the episodes in the future would focus more on, you know, my guest story and basically how they could share their experiences. Please continue to join me as I discuss other topics in the future spanning from college all the way to the work and career space. See ya! That's it for today's episode of Mishconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online or with your friends. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Mishconceptions Podcast, and do follow us on Instagram at Mishconceptions. See you in the next!